they're called blind spots for a reason, right? So if you can't see them, how are you supposed to avoid them? Hi, welcome to another conversation here on Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find out more about me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we're tackling the issue of blind spots. We all have them. The stories we have about ourselves that impact the way we move through the world. Largely, those stories end up being unchallenged. We don't look at the story we have about ourselves, test it for validity before we move on as if it's fact. We usually tend to assume these old habitual stories about ourselves are just automatically true. But if we're working on personal development, if we're working on building our identities up as bosses and owners of our businesses, we need to know our blind spots. Sometimes we need to know them so that we hire to them. Like the things we don't see, we need to hire someone to see them for us. But other times they're the limiting stories and the limiting self-beliefs that get in the way of the way we move through the world and run our businesses. Because if we don't think we can, and sometimes, usually, we risk the idea that we won't even try. That's where today's listener finds herself. So let's read her question and I'll find you on the other side. I have a question about blind spots. This month I celebrated because I finally saw some areas where I had been telling myself I can't or it's too hard, and I called BS on myself. I unlocked those doors and marched through them. I know in my gut that everyone has those doors, and often what's behind them is the difference between ordinary and extraordinary. I want a life that's full of yes. My vision for my business is growing. I truly believe that if I keep my eyes open, I'll keep seeing the ways I can shift my gifts with... I'll keep seeing the ways I can share the gifts with others in a way that's easy, fun, enriching, and impactful. I want to set myself up to see those doors sooner. Sometimes they're hard to spot. They aren't labeled blind spot, but they're labeled more rational things like do this later or when you're more successful. It's just not your thing. Sometimes they don't even look like doors at all. Why was I missing them before? How do I make sure I don't miss them again? Heather, how the heck do I make sure I spot the next door that comes along and flip the sign that says incredible opportunity instead? Okay, I love this question. I know I butchered it in my reading, so thank you for your patience with that. So let's just dive into it, shall we? So here's the thing. Yes, we all have blind spots. We all have limited stories and beliefs that we hold about ourselves, and we're not going to know whether or not they're true until we challenge them, until we say, well, what if? And until we test the theory. But we can't test the theory on every single limiting belief we have about ourselves. Like, for example, I might, one of the things that I keep saying is back east, there was this thing in New Hampshire called the Kangamangas Highway. It was this kind of scenic route that's really perfect right about now in the fall, actually. And my husband, who has a spinal cord injury, used his hand cycle. So using only his hands with a group of his friends who are also disabled, he biked up the Kangamangas Highway. And I have said, you'll never catch me doing it. I never could do that. I would be the poor sucker who got halfway up, would lose her footing, and then would end up rolling all the way back and falling off the bike. That's a limiting story I have about myself. I don't need to test it. I don't need to challenge it just because I have this thought that I would never be able to do that. Unless I had a clear vision for how I wanted my life to be and how I wanted to move through the world, and my vision included doing things I didn't think I could, testing my physical limits, trying things that seemed otherwise impossible, and having a new set of adventure that often seems to be lacking with me. But that's a limiting story. It's not a part of the life or vision I have for myself right now. He can go and bike those mountains. He can go find those paths for himself. I don't need to be with him. So I don't need to test that theory to see if it's true because it's not an interest of mine. But a lot of times what ends up happening is our limiting beliefs and the stories we tell ourselves, we block them off because we don't think we can. So we turn into it's not possible rather than figuring out how do we test that if it does resonate with the life we want? If it does sort of ring true for the business we want, how can we tell the difference? And so often the reason why that's a struggle is because we're doing so from the passenger seat of our car. These doors, if I love your analogy here, so I'm just going to stick with it. So let's just imagine you're on a bike, because I use the bike example, and you're on some kind of like flat rail trail. We're not even going to add mountains to this. It's just going to be totally flat, and you just have to bike on by. And as you drive by each door, it's saying, hey, you could be a speaker. Hey, you could be an author. Hey, you could be a guest consultant in corporate. Hey, you could be the mom volunteer for your kid's school. Hey, you could be da 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 da. You get where I'm going, right? There's all these doors. And depending on how somebody jumps out of it, depending on how shiny the offer is, you can be forced to stop and to look, or you can be tempted to stop and look because the road you're on is kind of flat and boring and predictable. And so it's easy sometimes to be distracted. What we want you to do is get crystal clear on the destination. Stick with me on the rail trail example. Hopefully you're familiar with them. They're old paved railroad tracks that get paved over for bike paths. And typically they can go on for 24, 25, 30 plus miles at a time sometimes. So if you're on that, doing what you've always done, the way you've always done it, you're going to get easily distracted because the view doesn't always change or things don't always shift. But if you are clear on where you want this trail to take you, if you are clear that there's a destination at the end, the life and the business you want, then you can start to look at the offerings that match things that would fill that life and business. If you know how you want to move through the world, if you're crystal clear what you want your business to look like and what you want your life to look like, you will know where you are now and where you need to be, and you will see the missing holes and the missing link in that story. So then as you're driving on by and people are saying to you, hey, you need this. Hey, try this. Have you thought about this? You are not going to notice those offers. The only ones that you will stop and think and consider are the ones that match the holes in the life or business you're describing you want for yourself. So you are only making decisions that get you closer to the life and business you want. Now, say, for example, you want to be an author and you want to be a published author. You can't then decide that the first offer that comes along and somebody says, hey, I want you to write my ebook for me. I'm developing this thing. And if you could just write this 100-page ebook for me, that would be awesome. You can't just say yes to that offer because it matches the fact that you wanted to be an author. What you have to do is when you see the doors that look like they're going to fill a hole, you got to walk yourself through it to say, well, how does this offer suit me? How does this possibility fill the hole? If I choose this, what else am I going to have to risk giving up or compromising on? Or what else in this story is going to be sacrificed? Right? Because you can't just say yes because it's filling a hole, because then you're stuck in the middle of shiny object syndrome. What you want to do as the boss of your business is make the boss decision. Zoom out the lens, look at the open door with, you know, sort of new and fresh eyes, and see how they're going to complement you on the path that you're heading to. What would the cost be? What would the time be? What else is going to be asked of you? And then you can make a decision to see whether or not it's right for you. What tends to happen, and where your question comes from, is this place of limiting beliefs. Because the darndest thing happens, right? Is that as soon as we have a limiting story about ourselves, all we do is see all of the versions of that, all of the reasons why we can't. So if I have this limiting story of myself that I could never bike up the Kangamangas Highway with a regular bike, never mind a hand cycle, I'm just going to see every story from the lens of what I can't do. I'm going to notice the New York marathoner who did it in a wheelchair. I'm going to notice the people who did it with missing legs. I'm going to notice, I am going to notice all the people with more sort of hardships and obstacles than I have doing it. And I am going to feel even smaller. And because I feel smaller, I'm going to take less action and I'm going to start to notice all of the things I can't do. And then that story ends up leading how I run my life. Rather than saying, well, what can I do? What does interest me? What do I enjoy? Because the reality is there's no part of me that wants to hand cycle up Kangamangas Highway. That just kind of looks brutal and miserable. And who would want that? I know a whole host of people would want it, but my view is, why the heck do they want it? But if you talk to me about boxing and really challenging yourself for like a 40-minute boxing session, well, there I'm your girl. I really like that. And so many other people don't. So you have to pay attention to the doors and the opportunities that are in line with who you are and how you move through the world. Otherwise, whatever someone's flight of fancy is that they put in front of you will suddenly become your own. And that's distracting and gets you spinning in circles and gets you nowhere fast. But if you stick to the crystal clear vision of the life you want to have and the business you want to run, then as you make decisions, you can decide for yourself, does this get me closer to the life I want to be and the business I want to run, or does it get me further away? And then you can decide accordingly. And you're starting to, with that perspective, scanning for opportunity, because that's what you're looking for. These opportunities don't just create themselves. They've always been there, but we don't notice them if we're training our brain to notice the stories that impact the limiting belief rather than the beliefs that are connected to the lives we want, the businesses we want to run, and the opportunities we can hold. So hopefully I walked you through that in a sequential way that's clear enough. I wrote it out on paper for myself and walked myself through it as I talked to you, with the hope that it would make sense as you sort of organized your own thought and on your own journey. And then you can even continue with the bike path analogy and, you know, think about the mile markers. Think about the fact that you can't say yes to everything the second you see it, because you won't have the time to implement, you won't have the time to set it up for success, you won't have the time to build the systems and processes that make you effective at it. So you do have to pace yourself and trust that if the right opportunity comes along at the wrong time, there will be a better time and you can grab at it then. Thanks so much for your question. I think it's a good one. I think a lot of people need to start thinking about how they make decisions, how they can be more mindful about, you know, working toward their dream life and their dream business. I really appreciate your question so I could help the listeners figure out the how. Thanks so much for today. If you have a question that you'd like answered, you can always find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Thanks so much for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.